Well, what did you make of it? Nil-nil in the end. Was that about right?
I think when you come to a place like this, you have to make sure that you battle, you compete, you have that sort of willingness to stay with runners, etc. We did say to the players, you go then, especially second half, we've got to pass the ball a little bit better, and we overturned the possession a little bit too easily, allow them to get back into it. But when we passed it around, we looked like we were a major threat. So it's difficult sometimes to go from that mentality of being competitive and combative against the opposition, and then trying to go into a pass, free-throwing passing stages of the game. So look, it's another point for us, another clean sheet. And obviously another opportunity for the players to grow with confidence with another positive result.
Yeah, John Wilson of Preston has just texted us. He says, P&E now the only side in the Championship to have a zero in the goals against column.
Well, yeah, look, it gives you a platform, doesn't it? We work hard as a team. We work hard on the training pitch to make sure that we've got that side of it. And obviously tonight I was really pleased with that again. But we just wanted more in that final third. We went up to the strikers and we give it away a little bit too loosely at times, too cheaply. And then we changed the shape. We went to a diamond in the middle of the pitch to get DJ just off Joe to try and get somebody on the ball to maybe open them up that way. And we created some good chances, to be fair. But on another night, we hit the bar. We could have gone in. Keeper had a couple of headers that have gone straight at him. And when you look back on the course of the game, our goalkeeper hasn't had a save to make, I don't think. Yeah, they've put us under pressure with balls into the box and set pieces, etc., which you expect that when you play Rotherham. So we did that side of it well. We'll learn from what we need to do slightly better.
And Will Keane showed a really good change of pace just to get into the penalty area on the right there. And could he have taken an extra touch and then struck it? He took it early and it went over the bar.
Yeah, he could have done, maybe. He could have drove into the box a little bit more and committed the defender. And look, you want your players to go and express yourselves in that area of the pitch. And if they don't hit the target, well, you don't have a go at them. You just want them to be a little bit more clinical next time. Killer had a good shot from long distance. Keeper made a good saves. So, look, overall, it's another point, and we'll keep learning what we need to do better.
I suppose you will be working on the attacking side of things, but at the same time conscious that you don't want to change too much back there because you've done such a great job in defence. So
yeah, look, it's always been our philosophy that if we're hard to beat, we're going to get chances still in the game. We haven't come here tonight and just shut up shop and defended and as a team and not create chances, because we have. We want to make sure that we create better openings and more free chances for us, because we've got players that, one, can create them, and two, people that can get on the end of them. So, as much as that side was slightly disappointing, and that's probably being a little bit critical of the players, but we want to make sure that we can maybe turn the draw tonight into 3 points.
And we know Joe Garner can score goals, 27 last season. He's not having many chances at the minute.
Well, he's going to be, because he's a marked man. He's marshalled really well by good defenders. That's what the Championship's all about. But look, I've got absolutely no worries that he's not going to get chances and take opportunities when they come along. And a goal is just round the corner for him, so we've got no worries with that. Obviously, we're a striker light tonight, so we needed to just change it slightly with DJ playing off in the second part of the second half. So overall, pleasing. Again, something to build off and keep working forward to the weekend now.
I know there were one or two doubts, weren't there, for tonight? Paul Gallagher, Vermeil, good to see him back on the bench at least. How close were some of these players to not making it?
Yesterday, dinner time, Gally was ruled out and then had a fitness test this morning and he was like Lazarus and came through it. So that was obviously pleasing on that respect. Marnik trained yesterday, so he was always going to be available. And the other one that we got, Jermaine, he's sort of moving closer all the time. So hopefully he's not too far away.
Back for the weekend, or is that too soon?
you know me. You know me better than that to tell you when he's going to be back. You have to wait and see when he's on the team sheet. That's the only clue that you'll get.
Oh, and what was it like down at pitch level? Because there's always that banter going on with Steve Evans. I know
banter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, is that your cliche of banter? Right. Well, you'd be great laughing a night out.
It's good fun though coming here, is it?
Well, look, fortunately, the dugouts are a little bit sort of the further apart than Deepdale. Steve's obviously a passionate man and he contests every decision going, whether it's right or wrong. I'll go and have a drink with him now and we shook hands and said well done to each other. So he's passionate, he's bonkers at times. He does rile people at the wrong way, but I think I just laugh him off at times and that's my only form of banter with him.
All right.
But he's good, he's all right, he's no problem.